The Substitute, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Museum Visit on a Rainy Day by Frederica. I silently walk around and look at the old paintings, all the while looking for my next victim. My pussy is soaking wet, and I am horny as hell. Rainy weather, a day off, ugh, but I really should try and make the best of the situation. It's nice and warm here inside the museum. Warm and full to the brim with experiences, perhaps some of the less common variety. In any case, I'm not wearing any panties under my short skirt, and it's making me feel rather decadent. I go from gallery to gallery, slowly, and with cheeks that are becoming increasingly red before I catch sight of a possible target on the second floor. He is older than me, yes, could perhaps even be my father. But that doesn't matter. I actually like fucking mature men. They usually have a much more refined approach to the way they have sex. I move closer. He smells good. Good and strong. He exudes masculinity, the perfect fit for my pussy. Now it's just a matter of reeling him in. And I think it's going to be him doing the conquering. Discreetly, I walk over to the corner of the room, bend down and adjust one of my shoes. From between my legs, I can see that I have captured his attention. I see him gasp as he catches a glimpse of my bare arse and the hairless crack between my thighs. I stand up, look at the landscape hung on the wall in front of me with exaggerated interest. I can smell that he's coming closer to me, so I move on. He follows me through room after room. I am soaking wet. Finally, I give him another chance. I bend over again, this time so near him that I can hear the gasp from his mouth. When I stand up again, I catch a glimpse of the package stiffening in his trousers, and he's not going to hide it. Our eyes meet for a second, and I smile before I head to the toilets on the floor below. I see a shadow behind me as I go in, but I don't lock the door. I sit expectantly on the bowl and empty my bladder. Just then, the door slowly opens and is locked from the inside. He is a handsome man. His cock is even more handsome. It's slightly bigger than I had expected, and I gasp when his completely shaven tool is pressed towards my lips. Excited, impassioned and horny, I lick him in a state of semi-ecstasy before I stand up and ask him to take me. Considerate and practiced, he presses into me from behind. He fills my ravenous pussy to bursting. We both enjoy that fantastic feeling when two sex organs meet for the very first time. He fucks me slowly. He moans in a patient rhythm with no sense of excessive eagerness. The years have clearly taught him that all good things come to an end. Therefore, you have to enjoy things while they last. A complete contrast to the impatient and eager thrusts of a young